Hello and welcome back to another episode of Mundane Mums. I'm Joni and...
I'm Missy.
And Missy, what mundane things have you been doing recently?
I actually had to think about this one. Me and Joni were talking when we first got together. Our lives have been pretty mundane lately. It was actually kind of hard to think of a mundane thing that would be funny and not just truly mundane. Last weekend, as you guys know, I used to drum for like 15 years at this old church I used to go to. And we left at the beginning of this. I haven't touched a drum set in like 9 months. So the girls also had this little play drum set. We had it up in the attic and they're like, oh, daddy, we go get our little toy drum set down. So they did. And like, I just watched them play it. And I was like, James, can you go to the basement and get my drum set up here? It's just like ridiculous. Who asked this? So we go down to our basement and start bringing piece by piece of my full drum set and set it up in the living room, which again is not really normal. I understand that, but I don't have any other rooms in my house. So I'm like drumming, having fun and all. But I left it out the whole week and I've noticed the girls would randomly drum on it. And like, I'm all getting on them like, what are you touching this drum set for? It's like, well, in their defense, who has a full drum set up? And it's just been like annoying because this whole week I've caught myself getting onto them for playing a drum set. That's in the middle of our living room. I mean, like, you know, I just feel like they are human, you know, kind of thing. But yeah. The worst was last night. The baby was asleep. And I'm like, oh, why are you playing the drum set while she's sleeping? So it was like mundane in the fact that it's really not mundane to have a drum set in your living room and then to get irritated at the kids for playing it all hours of the day. I mean, you know, they're only human. But yesterday, last night, I let all three of them play on it. And I actually have this funny video. It's just total chaos in my house, but all three of them are drumming. It's like three pairs of drumsticks going, and it was pretty funny.
If you need some advice on how to stop them from playing with it, you need to give them drum lessons. After about 2 weeks, they'll never want to play with that drum set again.
It's like, oh, just give them formal lessons. Yeah. Oh, I don't want this anymore. Yeah. It works with piano and all that stuff. All right, so what mundane thing have you been up to?
Really nothing. We didn't get a drum set out now,
did we? In your house. So mundane.
We just have a piano that collects dust.
Yeah. Well, right, you know, that's like, that's what's so weird about a drum set. You can't just play it with piano. It's like I was strumming a guitar. It's like, it's a drum set. It's this whole procession just to get it up. And I'm like, a piano, it's probably the equivalent of like, an instrument size. You know, like people put a piano in their house and you could put stuff. It's like a piece of furniture, but a drum set is just an eyesore, really. Yeah. But go ahead. Yeah, so you're...
I don't really know. I did buy a steamer mop and have been steaming everything in my house that can't move out the way fast enough. That was fun.
But... Well, she was talking about how life-changing this steamer mop is. And I'm like, I've had one for years, and it just shows how little I use it.
I know, you get all the fun toys really early. You're like, what are, you know, like those Christmas presents that everybody wants one of those when they first come out. You're like, that, but the cleaning product version of that.
Because it's where my husband works. He works for a home improvement store, a major chain. He'll see stuff that goes on clearance or a Black Friday deal, and he'll grab it. Like, oh, we need this. So
that is good.
Yeah, he will pick stuff. And some things we don't use at all. And then some things like that, that just shows how poorly sanitized my floors are. They don't get steamed that often. I should steam them more.
And I was a bit skeptical. I thought, I don't really think this is going to work that great. I was really impressed with how...
What brand is it?
Aldi
brand. Oh, yeah. So I'm trying to... Clancy's. Whatever their brands are. They're all brand. Benton's or Clancy's or something.
Yeah. They stopped making chips for a minute and they put a mop together. But yeah, so that's really the only mundane, which is incredibly mundane.
But it changes our life. Not sure. So here today, if you guys can hear this... Speaking of Aldi, you want to tell the story about how we have a pile of candy here?
So we live next to, and I shouldn't say this in case anybody ever listens to this who knows us and knows where we live, but very often our Aldi puts things on clearance. So not only is Aldi cheap, it's then like super cheap. And so we go in there and buy a lot of clearance stuff. And we just got our hands on lots and lots of bags of chocolate. So we thought, while we are sitting here talking about holiday traditions, we would test out some of this chocolate.
First, we started, it came out today that I don't like caramel. And she's like, oh, that's, you know, I was like, if it was a caramel square in a candy bowl, I would not touch it. And she's like, that'd be the first thing I go for. So like, I, you know, in anticipation, we're about to record, I dump out the whole bag. It's like caramel, you know, it's everything has caramel in it, but I have one. That's nougat and chocolate.
This is this one here, the cookies and caramel, is the Aldi version of a Twix. Do you say nugget or nougat?
I say nougat.
Nougat. Okay, I say nugget.
Should I say nougat?
Nugget and caramel, which is like a Mars bar to us. Is that what a Mars bar is
so
here?
Far, it's disappointing.
And then this one, peanut and caramel, is the equivalent of a Snickers. And the fun fact is that when I was little, Snickers used to be called Marathons. And then they changed the name.
I wonder if that was... I don't think that was ever over here in the States, huh?
And then this one is Nougat. Nougat. Some people say Nougat, but I don't. I say Nugget. And chocolate. And that is more like a Milky Way to us. Is that the same as a Milky Way to you?
I thought Milky Way more caramel. These are all candies I don't touch, except for Snickers. So I'm gonna try the Snicker one next. The Snicker.
Okay.
Also, look, the brand. What is this brand? Shakur. Or something like that. Aldi's brand.
that's my mop brand. Not really.
The Snicker knockoff is not bad.
All right, well, that's good. So you actually have to tell me, because Thanksgiving traditions, we don't really have. Oh, we do. We have a great Thanksgiving tradition. How could I forget? Is that every Thanksgiving day, at some point, we always do the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been our kids' favorite tradition. Daddy always has to prepare the food. And then Abby always has to say, what blockhead cooked all this? It's a one day of the year to disrespect her dad and get away with it.
You guys started this tradition, and I actually liked it so much we stole it from you. We do it too. But let's just recap what the Snoopy Thanksgiving meal is, because it's very special. It's a buttery toast, pretzel sticks, popcorn, and jelly beans, right? Am I missing anything?
Yeah, no, that's all the... Remember all the staples.
Come to Charlie Brown's house and he wasn't quite ready. So like Snoopy is like just doing all this stuff. And I think Peppermint Patty starts complaining about.
Yeah, she.
Where's the stuffing?
Yeah, where's the mashed potato? What blockhead cooked all this?
So when you guys told me that you did that, I was like, that's actually pretty fun. So we do that because it helps keep the kids busy too while I'm cooking. It's just like, here's some jelly beans and pretzels and popcorn. So it's fun though. We do. I've done that since you've told me about it. So. I guess a typical American tradition would be, well, I wouldn't say typical. My house probably does it different than everybody, but we'd be cooking all day long, you know, starting in the morning, defrosting the turkey however many days in advance or whatever. Typically, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade would be on, but, like, lately, I think some of the last ones I saw, I'm just like, I am not into this. Like, all the extra singing and dancing little things in between, like the balloons, I'm like... No thanks, I could care less now. So Charlie Brown comes on now for me all the time, and we put that on instead. It seems like it takes us all day to cook, but we eat, you know, about in the afternoon.
We had a really nice neighbor that we used to live next door to, and she gave us the best recipe for sweet potato pie ever, and I make that every year, because it has, and it has like a lemon, it's not really, you know, like, oh, that sweet potato where they add a bunch of brown sugar and then put
crunchy stuff on, marshmallows
or something on top. I can't get that past my lips, and I like sugar, but that's just too sweet for me.
So lemon sounds interesting.
It's really, really good. And I keep the recipe on my phone so that I don't have to keep going back to her every year to ask for the recipe. But it still has a lot of sugar in it, but it's just cut with that lemon taste. And it's so, so good. So we do make that every... I can't think what else we do. Oh, I brine the turkey. That's my new and latest tradition. Have you ever done that? You have to do it.
No, we've not done it, but I would do it. I would try it.
Have you ever fried a turkey? I want to do that next.
I think James's parents, my husband's parents, have. But I don't really notice it being better. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it's nothing stood out to me. It's turkey, so.
If you brine it, it's not as dry.
Yeah. The Twix rip-off is actually pretty good. I think I like it better than a Twix. It's got, like, more cookie crunch to it.
Yeah, I like it, too. I kind of like Aldi chocolate. That's something that I used to miss from England was English chocolate. But now I've had American chocolate so long, I can't remember what it was I missed about English chocolate.
But I will say this. Okay, so chocolate in the 90s is so different now. And I'm sure it's probably the same for you guys. But just growing up, I always liked cookies and cream Twix. That was like this big thing. It was, you know, they had peanut butter, they had caramel, and they had cookies and cream. Well, as the years went on, there was only caramel, and then they brought peanut butter back, I think, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, who knows. So recently, they had cookies and cream, and it was around the time I was doing my sugar detox, so I bought it and weighed it till after my sugar, just so I could reload on it. When I tasted it, it was so disappointing, because it's like the chocolate itself doesn't taste the same from the 90s, so it was just kind of like, oh, man, I was looking for it, like, this is like 25 years of me waiting for this candy to come back, and it was a letdown from the chocolate itself.
Well, they always say that in England now, Cadbury's chocolate is not as good because it got bought out by Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's apparently not as good anymore. But Cadbury's chocolate was made in Bourneville, which isn't very far away from where I lived growing up.
So I know we had a different recipe for Cadbury cream eggs as compared to.
But I think
British
now
one.
It's the same.
Because I was about to say, well, ours doesn't taste as good as they used to when I was a kid. That was like my favorite candy growing up, so I don't know. Or do we just sound like old ladies, like, chocolate's just not the same as it used to be when I was growing up?
I still managed to eat 96 of them, though.
I've had two and a half. I stopped at the nougat and chocolate. That's where I draw the line. I have some standards. I'll let my kids eat it. They'll eat it. They'll rip into that real fast.
That's the only one that doesn't have caramel.
I know.
You didn't like it.
I thought I would like it. It's kind of like the Three Musketeers, I guess.
I don't know, because there are some chocolates in England that are different. I think Milky Way in England doesn't have caramel in it, but I think over here it does have caramel, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think about my candies. I'm like, I don't touch Milky Ways. That's like the Halloween candy I usually would throw away if my kids got a bunch of Milky Way. And then it turns out my husband James would have eaten it. He was just like, oh, I would have eaten that, but I just get hardcore on Milky Way. It's that caramel. And I'm like, no thanks, I don't want it.
So what are your Christmas traditions?
I don't know. We're trying to like redo it because I have three older brothers and everyone's in like a different state just about. It's like Alabama, Texas, Florida, and I'm in Georgia. So it's all of us trying to figure out and travel. It seems like there's always a lot of traveling. So last year was our first time we actually stayed home Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and it was fun. I actually came back to Joni's house on Christmas Day. It's our first time we did something with friends on Christmas Day. We were just joking about that earlier. My traditions are a lot different than the typical Southern one because...
I know. I really. If you stay this year, come on Christmas Eve and do. What is it called?
Valia. So, Joni says.
Valia.
British people don't do this. We know, like, American, we're always like, I'm half Italian, half Polish. Like, we're always into, like, what our ancestry is. And, like, so my dad's family is, like, I'd say majority Italian. And my mom was, like, majority Polish. You know, like, both their parents are, you know, Italian, Polish, you know, kind of thing. So I'm about 50-50, but my mom always likes to throw in these little percentages here and there. I just ignore them. But no, Italian Polish is easy. So Valia was a Polish tradition. It's spelt weird. It's not even spelt like that. Typically, it would be a meatless thing. I guess that's the Catholic root in it. I don't know, kind of thing. But we would have seafood. But our family did like seafood from Captain D's. No one laughed because it was actually, it's always like the one time we could eat it.
No, you did something with crab legs. I'm sure you did something
with
crab legs.
Yeah, we'd add like shrimp, sea shrimp, crab legs. Like we would have the base would be like the Captain D's seafood dinner. But we always look forward to like the crunchy, junky fish at that night and all. And the sodium intake. But we would have Valia. And at Thanksgiving, though, we would switch names. Like everyone in our family would take and that was your Valia gift thing. So we would have the meal. There's this stuff called a platek. It's kind of like a communion wafer. I don't know. But the youngest goes out. It's like all these like little traditions and all. But like you pass those around. You say like Merry Christmas, Happy New Year and kind of greet everybody. And then we eat the dinner. After the dinner, we all swap our gifts and do that. So that's fun. That's the only thing that we travel for is join Valia so much with my family. Because I think even though we stayed in town Christmas last year, we still went for Valia and drove at like 12 a.m. to get back.
Yeah, we did. We used to do it with you when we lived in Dothan, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
So we would do Valia. So that was our Polish thing. And then, like, Christmas Day was, like, Italian food. Like, later in the day, my dad would make stuff called brajol. It's, like, this Italian meat with I don't know. It's pretty good, but it's, like, I don't know. It's, like I said, I didn't have the typical Alabama Christmas traditions at all.
So we do Christmas dinner, which never really changes. It's kind of like Thanksgiving dinner, so it's turkey again. No ham. You couldn't have ham. Somebody was like, oh, I think I'm gonna do a Christmas ham.
That's what
no,
we always do.
No.
Turkey's Thanksgiving, ham is Christmas, yeah. And Easter too. We'll even like, you know, bring ham back around for Easter.
Oh, so we do different things on Easter. So perhaps not the right time of year to talk about it. But in English, Easter eggs are big chocolate eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get some at Aldi sometimes. So we've gotten those.
You get some Shakur chocolate.
Yes, it is in fact. Yes, yes. Free steamer mop with every purchase. But we also do advent calendars, which I think is like a Church of England kind of tradition. I don't know. We do a lot. In England, there's like a lot of Church of England-y type stuff woven into our culture. And most people aren't Church of England at all. Never been to a Church of
it's
England
just the
servant.
Roots of the tradition.
Yeah, it's just
and stuff.
So like, just do this and you can say you're Church of England. So we would do advent calendars. And then my mom did a few things like where she would make her own and put gifts inside of it. And I always thought, oh, when I have kids, I'm going to do this. Never do it.
That's
just
too hard.
Go to Aldi sells them, so.
I've never done an advent calendar. So is it only a candy one? Like, that's all I know. It's like you open the little thing and it's a piece of candy.
Yeah.
Do you get each kid their own one?
Yes.
Like, yeah, okay. Do, yes. That makes sense. Who finds over the piece of chocolate today?
Well, when my mom would make, she made one and there were gifts inside of them. But then she'd make sure, so we'd all take it in turns.
How large was her advent calendar?
I think it was like a little Christmas tree or something. And she hung bags and that. I remember getting like nail polish on one day. And,
oh, that's neat. That's
I know. It seems like a really nice thing to do. If you're a good mom, you would do something like that. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, like less kids kind of thing. If I had two, that'd be great. Yeah, that is true. Four is that's what we had growing up. What about the tree? Like, where? What's like the English tradition when it comes to tree? Okay, like, so when do you put it up? We'll put it that
way. Okay, so you never put it up in November unless it's a COVID year. I'm noticing on Facebook, everyone's like, stuff it, just put your tree up. No one cares. Whereas usually the tradition is nutters put their tree up in November. You know, like, you'd always have that one person in the street, that person's got their tree up, what are they doing?
Look at that right there.
So they would be the crazy people. But this year, I think everyone's doing something different. And they're all just putting their tree up. So when I got here and people were putting their tree up the day after Thanksgiving, it was like, the whole country's full of those nutters.
Well, like, so us in the South, everyone would put their tree up sometimes before that. It was like up for Thanksgiving. And so my parents in the North, the tradition was Christmas Eve night, they would put the tree up and decorate it.
Oh, yeah.
But they would leave it up till New Year's Day and take it down. Like,
No. So ours is January 6th, which is some significant reason to that. Is it Epiphany?
Do we need to, like, Google search?
Yes, do. Because I might be telling you the wrong word. I think it might be called Epiphany, which in, like, Spain and countries like that, that's when they have their Christmas. But we would do Christmas on December 25th, but then you're not allowed to take your tree down until January 6th.
Epiphany or Three Kings Day marks the end of 12 days of Christmas for most people in the United Kingdom.
Yes. So that's when you, and apparently, like, taking it down early is bad luck. See, so we would, like, have to fight my mom not to take it down early because she wanted it out of the way. So she wanted to put it up on, like, Christmas morning and take it down on Boxing Day. That's enough celebration. Everybody get back to work.
So we were always the weirdos having our tree up in December only. But then we left it up till January, and that was weird for most people, because it's like, Christmas is over. I don't know, for them, I guess it was the day after. I have no clue.
Yeah, I see people here taking it down on January 1st a lot.
See, now, my mother-in-law, now she's from Korea, so I don't know if this is like an Americanized tradition, like what she's been indoctrinated with the culture, or if it's a Korean thing. I don't see them putting trees up. But she believes that you do not leave your tree up going into the new year, or it's bad luck. So she takes hers down before New Year's Day.
That would explain why Britain's in the mess it's in.
Yeah. I'm all like opening up umbrellas and breaking mirrors and leaving my tree up. So, so all right. So that, to me, I think it's kind of funny. All I can compare is like the North and the South. And then you're like doing country to country. This is kind of funny. This, all the different traditions out there. Let me ask, what was your gift ratio growing up? I feel like growing up as a kid, it was buy as many gifts as you can for, you know, now as like an adult, I'm like, we don't need all that. Like, I'm trying to limit it like 4 gifts. Like, you're trying to make it simple where it's not this over production, like gifts, you know?
I know. I don't like them having too much stuff. I can't remember. I don't think, because I know there came a point where we just wanted money so we could go and do the January sales. And I that's the memory.
My dad always wanted to give us that. I'm like, no, you gotta have Christmas gifts on Christmas Day. But he's like, why don't I just give you money? You shop afterwards. But
yeah, we liked to do that. So, like, we would go into Birmingham and go to Rackham's and go shop the sales and wear my mom out the next day after Christmas.
And she's wanting to take the tree down the same day. So that's really exhausting.
Had a lot to do that day. So yeah, we would like to do that. And then I don't know, I can't really remember. I don't think we had a ton. I mean, we never had a whole lot of money, so we couldn't have had a whole lot.
We didn't either. But my mom, like, they always gave us good Christmases. Like, we were like a single income family, you know, stuff like that. But we always felt like it was nice. And
yeah, I didn't feel like we had too little, but I can't really remember. I remember the year we got Sony Walkman.
I was about to ask, like, was there a year? Because we have a special year in our family, too. It's a Sony Walkman. Tell me about that. What color was it?
Oh, mine was black.
See, and I had the bright yellow.
The battery ran down after like 20 minutes. And like, Kylie Minogue. Album just wouldn't play all the way through.
Ours was Weezer playing on my Walkman back in the day. But ours was the year we got the Sega Genesis, and it was like, we're like, it's playing Sonic the Hedgehog. I was like, it's so fast. Like, we thought it was just like the fastest, you know. This is us going from a Nintendo, NES, and then so Sega was our next console, and it was like, this is so incredible and fast, and now...
And look at the graphics, and it's just a tiny outline of a mountain in the background.
But I laugh, because now, like, her kids and my kids, we got, you know, they have the little mini consoles that have come out of, like, Nintendo and Super Nintendo, and, like, all the kids, we're all stepping back into, like, the past, and the kids, our kids love it, everyone's having, just joy playing it together, and,
yeah,
we get together and hang out like nerdy teenagers, we're like, you gotta play Nintendo?
Usually you get asked by Josh, don't you? Yeah. Have you got time to play on the Nintendo today?
I so would have played more, but my baby was all crying, I was like, poor Josh, he waited that whole time, I think I played, like, 2 rounds of one I'm not even good at, I'm like, I'm sorry, I gotta go. I think we covered the holidays. I think we just talked about food.
Do you do mince pies for Christmas?
No. We didn't even know what... So. I thought mince pies, when you're telling me, were like meat and savory. I had no clue. So when I ate one, I was like, oh, this is really sweet. I had no clue what it was. So why don't you tell me what is in the mince pie?
Well, it's not anything to do with meat at all.
Yeah,
and it's like a bunch of fruit. I don't know, like a sauce. Kind of thing, and then you like have it dates? In like a sweet,
are there
raisins,
some
raisins, like, I think
something's very like datey, raisiny to me,
yeah, with pastry and Christmas pudding, because that's the other one, we have to have a Christmas pudding. I can't think what else we have to have. Oh, sausage wrapped in bacon.
That sounds nice. Yeah, that's
it. Oh, and trifle, we have to have trifle, but no one likes my trifle.
I had it, but it had been sitting out the whole day, and it was kind of soupy. I probably would have liked it if it was still had its shape.
No, it's because I can't get the custard right, because I need to do proper custard.
Yeah, your ingredients here, how you need them.
Inferior ingredients.
So, but I will say this, a typical Thanksgiving meal, though, it would be for us, turkey with stuffing or dressing, I don't know which one's which. I guess Southern people like cornbread. I like just regular stuffing that's not cornbread. That's me.
Oh, green bean casserole.
Yeah, we covered that.
The start of your...
The start of my culinary career was the green bean casserole, which now I can do it blindfolded and maybe even not even in cans anymore. I can maybe go beyond cans and actually do real green bean. Yeah, green bean casserole, some kind of sweet potato. In the South, they call it sweet potato souffle. We called it sweet potato crunch growing up.
You need my pie recipe.
I want to try it. I will try it this year. I'm pointing it. And we can also add this recipe. Are we okay to, like, share it? You know how some people in the South, like, they guard the recipe with their lives? Like, we can try to add this into the comments afterwards.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not my recipe. You have to probably...
Are you going to get in trouble for sharing another person's recipe? You know, some people, it's like, you don't share certain... But if we can get away with it, we'll share it with you.
Right. I'm going to pass it on to you.
I will try it.
It'll change your life. All right. I think... Are we done?
I think we are done. So we'll say all that. This is, but we're preparing. Get your holiday candies. Get your advent calendars early this year.
Yes. Go to Aldi. Get yourself an advent calendar.
Just don't go to Joni's Aldi. That's her sweet spot.
Don't steal all my cheap meals.
Yeah.
I got 5 kids to feed.
I got 5 kids to feed chocolates too. Please stay away from them. But thank you for joining us, and we'll say bye for now.
Bye.